The following contest is scheduled for one fall.
I've seen that man before. That's Randy Phil.
The other one's some kind of half man, half monkey.
It's a massive duplex and not one dragon in sight.
Ladies and gentlemen, marks and shaggers across the world, this is Snapdragon Duplex and it's episode 100. Turns out we can't count, but we're here finally. And it's just your boys. It's me, Mikey Mac, and I've got with me the pay-per-view thrill, Randy Phil. How you doing?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Good, good. We're here to talk about WrestleMania 41. Right, a mixed bag is probably the best way to put it. My question for you, before we start, I'm going to start at the very end, right? So we've had what could arguably be... You could argue it's one of the biggest marquee matches in a long, long time, right? So you're talking like a Mania 17 Rock versus Austin style marquee match. Did it live up to the hype in your mind?
Nah.
Pish, right?
Aye, it was shite.
Shit. It was so shit. Like,
Cody had done it best when he says, this, you know, you still can't wrestle. And then they was wrestling this match. I'm like, mate, he's right, he can't wrestle.
He's right. He's lost it. It's like, I remember when Kurt Angle was doing his retirement run and he, like when he wrestled with the Shield and all that, he said that the breaks he was taking between, because he was doing those indie matches, he'd done ICW, remember?
Aye.
So he said the breaks he was taking in between doing these matches, like his body would tense up. So when he started taking bumps again, he couldn't do it. It was fucking agony.
Oh,
but like,
right.
If you keep doing bumps, like for, I don't know, say 20 years, or whatever. I mean, how long has Cena been going for? 25 years? 30 years? Something like that? Must be 25. No, 2004
no, it's like 25,
or something like that.
25, 30, something like that.
So, okay. then you're doing them continuously on the road all the time. Your body's used to it. And then as soon as you stop and you come back on it, it's sore. And you can tell because he is not taking very many bumps in this match,
nah.
Cena. So yeah, I kind of started at the end there, but it's just, I don't know. It's like that is how you walk away talking about the WrestleMania, and the very end of it was, what the fuck was that? Which is a shame, because if they'd swapped the nights around, you would have gone away going, that was fucking great.
Aye. Going home with a big Paul Heyman turn.
Yeah, the Paul Heyman twisty turny. More turns than the big show in one night.
Yeah. Oh, aye, thinking CM Punk's getting out of there, winning WrestleMania. WrestleMania main event for fuck all.
Main event, Phil.
That was a waste of a main event. Still can't believe it. Like, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was class, but I'm like, but why is this main event?
You're right in the build, but then the end of it, I was like, oh, I get why it's main event. Because it's completely, this, if you think of WrestleMania as being like, the series finale of WWE every year, then that's set up for the next season pretty well.
I suppose you're correct.
But, well, broken clocks right twice a day, brother.
Nah.
I mean, do you want to rattle through the card a wee bit and we can go through it and see what you think? Or, I mean, it's been that wee while.
Aye.
It's like, we're kind of, I don't know if I want to go like line by line, but we could just like bat through quickly and then we could chat about what's actually happening. If you want, up to you. You know what's going to happen. Everyone at home knows what's going to happen. It's going to go off the rails in about a minute. So let's see how far we get.
We'll just talk for a while and see what we cover.
So, I mean, the first match, the first night was the Jey Uso-Gunther fight. So knowing what we just said there about how the first night main event was fucking banging, would you still put this on last?
Nah. Nah, the main event match was better, but I just don't like that it was for nothing and it was billed as a main event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
I think...
But aye, they put the better match on last, so fair.
But do you think it would have been better if they'd done... Because you know how like it was like, Paul Heyman's like, oh, it's in the contract, Pepsi Phil. You can get... you're the main event, you're finished, you're closing the show. And he goes, that's not the favour. If they'd just gone, that was the favour. That would have been it. I wouldn't need Paul Heyman coming out with CM Punk. It made no sense. Why would that be your favour that I want Paul Heyman in my corner? Why would you want that?
I know.
Why would you want him in your corner anyway?
I know. You've done fuck all for him.
You've done fuck all. So I mean, obviously it was just, but like they could have done the same. They could have done the same swerve with, like they could have done the same swerve the whole way through without Paul Heyman becoming a, like coming out with CM Punk. Do you know what I mean?
Aye.
They could have had him slide the chair to him and then blow him. Like you wouldn't, you didn't need that wee bit of him coming out in the entrance or anything like that.
No.
So yeah, because I think if you'd just made it that the favour was I want the main event at WrestleMania, Paul Heyman pulls some strings, gets it for him, then this whole thing makes sense. Then you're like, okay, fine, that's why it's the main event. It's a nothing match, but you got it because of the favour. And you're like, that makes sense in storyline, but whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Jey Uso, Gunther, he tapped him out.
I know submission, but was it the chokehold?
Chokehold, he fucking tapped him out. Did you like that? Did you like seeing Gunther tap out? Or?
It was unexpected.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't think he would have tapped. And I like what's happened with Gunther now. He's just went on a rampage and he's going to be fighting. Is he fighting Pat at Backlash?
Pat at Backlash, that's what he's got, yep. Pat McAfee at Backlash. Cool. Do you think he's going to leather him?
Oh, fuck aye.
Think he's going to blade?
Chop the fuck out of him.
Think Pat will blade?
Is who going to blade? Pat?
Aye.
Nah.
Nah.
Fucking, he's going to get opened up the hard way.
And what about his head? I've got an image in my head already of like a bloodied up Pat McAfee, middle of the ring, Gunther's gone mental, Adam Pearce is out, fucking Nick Aldis is out, fucking Judy Bagwell's out, everyone's out.
No.
Oh no. Oh, oh not again. No. He's done it again. I forgot Judy's dead. That's not funny.
R.I.P. Judy Bagwell.
R.I.P. Judy Bagwell.
Sorry, Buff. It's tough, he's Buff and he's got the stuff.
Oh my god. Should we move on? Jey Uso with the belt. Who's coming after him now? Does he have a contender yet?
No, it's Logan Paul, isn't it? Logan Paul's threatened him.
Ah, Logan Paul.
Okay. He smashed him last night on Raw. Have you seen Raw?
Yes, I have. I have seen Raw. Oh. It sounds like I haven't, but that's just because I'm dumb.
Nah, I just don't know what I can and can't say and what I will or won't remember.
Say whatever you want.
So Jey Uso got jumped by Logan Paul. Mm-hmm. I think the New Day just had a rematch against the War Raiders for the belts last night. Two nights ago on Raw as well.
Yeah.
Did that happen? Yeah. So New Day are still champs. And they're not really doing anything then, are they?
No, was it not? Judgment Day had a match with War Raiders on Raw.
Oh, was it? I knew they were on commentary.
Yeah, and that was for the number one contendership. And a Penta interfered and battered fuck out JD McDonagh and screwed them over. So we're getting hopefully a Lucha Bros.
I was surprised to see JD McDonagh fucking back so soon after his big nasty bump.
I forgot. I forgot what happened until like Michael Cole helpfully reminded me and said, "Oh, he smacked his head off the announce table." And I was like, "He fucking smashed his head off the." I remember that.
But it wasn't even the head that was the problem. His rib punctured his lung. I think
he punctured his lung. That's what it was. He landed fucking chest first.
Aye,
grim.
Bad.
Very, very grim. Well, welcome back.
It was. I guess the War Raiders that injury happened, wasn't it?
Yes. It was actually. There we go. There's layers. There's layers of this shit. See if you pay attention. It's actually better.
Layers. Like Shrek and the War Raiders. Shrek.
The War Raiders are known for their layers. If you peel back the first layer, you get the Viking experience.
So I'm not going to say anything about the WrestleMania match then.
Who cares?
But I can't really remember because I'm past it now.
Correct. It feels so long ago now. Yeah, New Day getting the belts, probably a good thing. I feel like they've completely fucked up the New Day's heel turn.
Jank fucking Big E's ever lost the coming heel back.
No. Do you?
Nah. Aye. Don't know when, but it's happening.
I don't think he knows when, that's the thing.
I don't know.
So I don't think so. Like, I would love to see him back, but I don't know, man. Maybe not as a wrestler. I thought Big E would have been a great fucking like general manager.
Commentator or something. Oh, general manager.
He's got the fucking charisma for it coming out. Yeah, that'd be cool, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I think Nick Aldis and Adam Pearce would doing two pretty good jobs in different ways.
Yeah.
They feel like corps. They feel like suits, which is good.
Who was saying that they thought Adam Pearce was going to be the Randy Orton opponent?
I said Nick Aldis because he RKO'd him.
Oh, Nick Aldis, aye.
And I was wrong because it was say his name and he appears. I believe in Joe Hendry. Oh, you didn't clap. You fucking
I clap.
Your microphone didn't pick up your clap.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
We have to edit a clap in there.
That was a pop. I thought he was injured.
Fucking right. That was awesome. That was one of my favourite moments of the second night. Yeah. And then there's people out there saying that he got squashed in that. But I was like, mate, he got... Well, actually, I saw his interview with Ariel Helwani. Did you see that?
Yes.
I cannot say that man's name properly. It does not suit our accent. he was basically saying that, like, mate, he got to wrestle Randy Orton at WrestleMania. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I know exactly.
He got mad. A massive pop. Randy Orton did his fucking his pose and everything. And then he got backstage, and John Cena basically said, like, you absolutely ran away with that, mate. Well done. So, I mean...
I don't give a fuck what John Cena says. He's fucking useless now.
He's vile. He's a vile man.
Like, fuck off, John Cena. I'm not listening to you.
Yeah, I'm not listening to you at all anymore. I've given up. How about that?
Oh, no.
No, I know I was never supposed to, but I did. I gave up.
Time to give up. Time to call it quits.
Do you think John Cena's heel run ends with him giving up? Getting tapped out?
Oh, that would be mad. When's the last time he tapped out? Has he ever tapped out? He must have.
Or do you know
passed
what?
Out at least.
He must have tapped out. He's definitely passed out a few times because that's his thing, is that he won't give up. Right, I'm going to Google that and you can tell me who you... So, the Randy Orton...
What else has happened? Randy Orton, what's he doing? Oh, he's going to go on to fight Cena, isn't he?
Yeah.
Aye, that's going to be good. But that's backlash. That's Randy Orton's hometown.
Mm-hmm.
It's St. Louis.
St. Louis, yeah.
St. Louis.
See, we would pronounce it St. Louis, but yeah, St. Louis.
All right. Well, Randy Orton's going to get his fucking cunt kicked in.
Oh, why?
It's not even going to be a clean win either, is it?
No.
I don't think this... Will the match close the card? And will it just fucking spunk all over it if they just do a dodgy finish?
I don't know. Maybe they're thinking that'll get him some more heat. See, what I mean? I wonder. Yeah, what if...
You're only
going
to get another couple of matches on this card, though, aren't you? Because you've got... I don't know if Jey Uso and Logan Paul is on this Backlash card. I'm going to say it is. And then you'll have Randy Orton and John Cena and...
Pat McAfee and Gunther. Sorry, we already mentioned. They've Elvira Valkyrie and Becky Lynch for the Women's Intercontinental Championship.
Oh, is that happening at all?
Yeah, that was on Raw, which I think would be good.
What did you think of Becky Lynch coming back for that tag match? I called it, and I called it when fucking Dave is there and Dave's not here now to back it up.
I just, well, if that's the case, then I think you're a liar, brother. You've just Hulk Hogan'd me right there.
Mate, that's true, isn't it? That is just what Hulk Hogan would say, brother.
Hulk Hogan
like, I called it there and then. There was one guy that was there to back me up, and we can't get in contact with him today because he's not got his fucking internet.
The only person that could back you up is Paul Bearer, and he's dead, so there's no way you can verify it or not. It's fucking big Judy. I should have said Judy. I fucked it. What a fucking waste of a joke.
You got me, brother.
It's like, I actually phoned out Becky Lynch that morning, brother, and said, we need you down here, brother. I thought her coming back was cool. Her turning heel the next night, it's like, you never turn heel on the Raw after Mania because the crowd are fucking, they're
dead.
In bizarro land.
Well, they're not dead, but they're fucked.
Yeah, they're in it for them. They're fucking in it for themselves, brother. They're going into the business for themselves. But I liked how she came out and done a really strong heel promo. And it's actually getting Lyra over more, which is good. And I like it.
That's
so
cool. Yeah.
Overall, I think it's a good move.
Nah, I liked it. It was mad that they've just flip-flopped the tag belts in two nights.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if it's going to have a Becky Lynch and Bayley payoff. or a triple threat with Lyra in the middle of it somehow.
Yeah. I hope it does.
But I've heard Bayley's contract is coming up soon, so she might be AEW bound. Doubt it, though. Nobody's going to leave, are they?
No.
If you're
not
in WWE, you're never leaving.
No, not right now, anyway. And she's like fucking company, I want to say company man, company woman, right, all the way through, isn't she?
Yeah.
And you got Cena Orton. But it's like, they've actually finally built Backlash. I've seen the poster for it today, and it says, last time ever, something like that. Or one last time, it says, for Orton Cena. So thank fuck this feud's going no further than this.
Yeah, fuck that.
We get 14 John Cena, Randy Orton matches to finish his career. Be fucking great. Should we go back to Mania? Where were we? So we've talked about the tag match.
We're on like match three of night one, and we've already covered more of night two matches.
We have covered most of night two. So Jade Cargo beat Naomi. This was a bit shit, wasn't it? Or do you like it?
I thought it was all right. I wasn't surprised. I liked Naomi to win it for some reason, but with Jade winning it, you're like, right, fine, cool. And now is she going on to fight Tiffany? Did she threaten her?
She did come out and threaten someone, didn't she? Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm sure she threatened somebody with a belt, but I just can't remember who.
Who's the US? Was it Chelsea Green, maybe? Has she got the US? No,
I don't think
lost
so.
It.
I think
she lost it to Zelina Vega, didn't she?
On SmackDown, right. Didn't she?
Fucking right.
See, we can work through
we can
this
do
together.
It. Look, they say two heads are better than one, but I think between us, we've got one.
we're sorted. I liked Jade versus Naomi. Maybe I can't remember.
She looked amazing, Jade. She always fucking looks great on a pay per view.
True. Aye, but she wears a fucking bodysuit. She cheats.
That's not a cheat. I mean, I'd look terrible in a bodysuit.
But you're like, where's her belly button? She's not got a belly button. You're like, she's got fucking spray painted muscles on here. it's a clone thing, no belly button.
Yeah. Westworld.
Oh shit.
Right.
Yeah. I'll say I like that match in the Jacob Fatu LA Knight. I fucking loved that match.
That was a great match. That was the first so far, that was the first banger of the day. Of the night.
Was it like three fucking double moonsaults they hit him with or something? See, like the jump moonsault? Did they hit him with three in a row?
I think so, aye. Or at least two.
Oh, yeah.
Mate, Jacob Fatu is a fucking beast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, fucking, this is still ongoing because LA Knight wants his rematch.
He wants his hole.
Drew McIntyre's claiming he's fucking next in line.
He would. I love Drew, but he would. I mean, I think I'm still calling it early that LA Knight's gonna win the Money in the Bank. Yeah.
Was he already had it? Nah.
No, he was the favourite for it last time when Damian Priest won it. That wasn't last time.
Okay.
Last time was Drew. The time before that, the one in London, the one I was at, everyone thought it was gonna be LA Knight and it was Damian Priest. And everyone was kinda like kind of lukewarm when he won it. But yeah, look, it worked out well. The Mania cash in that was good.
It sure did. So what, you think LA Knight will get Money in the Bank?
I hope so. It's either him or it's Chad Gable, isn't it? That's my two shouts.
Oh, yeah.
And they haven't even announced.
Is it Chad Gable or is it El Grande Americano?
I wonder if we're going to get a mask versus mask match with El Grande Americano. But I hope it's... Right, if Chad Gable's getting the Money in the Bank, I want him to get it as El Grande Americano.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? I want El Grande Americano get it, not Chad Gable.
Aye.
But maybe they'll both be in the match.
Maybe.
Maybe they will.
Oh, what if only one of them can make it and then the return's like a new debut or something? Somebody wear a mask.
That'd be good. Someone like...
Yeah. I don't know, because they've got Rey Fénix in now. Bettina's been in for ages, but they've got Rey Fénix in now. That's how he fought at Mania, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because fucking Mysterio was injured.
And then El Grande Americano beat him. And I wonder, they done it obviously because of the Luchador thing. But do you think that hurt Rey Fénix doing that?
Nah, Because he was through in like day of.
Yeah.
And he had a fucking strong showing on the SmackDown before it. I think he fought like three times on the SmackDown the night before.
See, I was wondering if they should have just been like, right, get one of the boys for the LWO that hasn't had a match in ages and just give him a fucking Mania match.
A wee beatdown.
Yeah, but like you could be like, right, there's your shot. You got 10 minutes. Go and fucking impress us.
I think they've done it good with Rey Fénix. Get him a wee Mania match.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Right. And then we got Tiffany Stratton versus Charlotte Flair, which I love the result of. But these two, right? This might be controversial. I haven't looked at what the dirt sheets are saying, but I thought they had no chemistry whatsoever in the ring.
Like, I really enjoyed the match because it looked brutal at a few points, but there was a few cock-ups, but they pulled through all right, and I was very sports entertained.
I don't know if it was just Charlotte was a bit rusty, maybe, or like, because they genuinely didn't like each other, they hadn't really put much...
Worked on it.
Yeah, but I kind of got that vibe that it was a bit sloppy at the points, which it Charlotte matches usually aren't.
For me, brother.
Did you think Tiffany Stratton's teeth were knocked out? Or knocked?
Aye.
Or like crooked or whatever?
Like a wee chip in the middle or something? Aye.
Aye. And then she put up a picture later on being like, no, my teeth are good. I wonder if she's got a fucking... Nah. I'm going conspiracy here. But I reckon she's already got like a wee bit of a false tooth thing on the front. Like maybe like, you know, people get it when they've got chipped teeth, they got a wee thing they can pop onto it.
A wee cap.
A wee cap, that's the one.
Yeah, she's just fucking popped it out.
I think she popped for the boys, brother.
Oh, nice.
Fucking hell. That was a 20-minute match. I was actually buzzing when Tiffany won. I was like, oh, wow, okay, that's a brave choice. Because it would have been so easy for them to give the belt to Charlotte and be like, okay, you go do your shtick. But she needs a new character, man, Charlotte.
Aye. Well, I think they tried to give her the Rumble win and then she just became instant cow.
I know, it's like, I don't mind her being a heel. I'm fed up with the whole...
You don't
need
to be a
daughter.
Cow as well as a heel, right?
I know.
Just be a heel. Just drop the cow shtick.
It's like, we know you're Ric Flair's daughter. Do something else. Do something else. Anything. So yeah, Charlotte Flair, go and do something else, please.
Aye. I don't even know what's happening with her on SmackDown. Don't know if she's been about.
I think she didn't come back, did she? She wasn't on SmackDown.
I'm not sure.
I don't think she was on SmackDown.
I'm not sure. And
if
as
she
well
was,
as
neither of us can remember.
I don't even know, have Roman Reigns or CM Punk been back on TV since they got pumped by Seth Rollins?
Roman's away on holiday again. A Roman holiday. Well, yeah, I think he'd be taking time away just now. Punk came back, didn't he?
I don't know, I can't remember.
He's a Raw guy, is he?
Aye, he is a Raw guy. Did he come on the night after a Mania? I don't know. I can't remember anything. I don't think he has been. Oh, no.
No, he has because Bron Breakker joined
up. Bron Breakker speared him, didn't he?
Yeah, Bron Breakker beat the shit out of him. That was the Raw after Mania. So he came and he's disappeared since then. So he'll be getting a wee holiday as well just now. Much deserved for both of them, to be fair. Well, not Roman. You don't deserve it, mate. You've barely done football, right? You deserve to put a wee shift in here, pal. 1,000 days of fucking nothing, that's what I'm saying. And then CM Punk, you probably deserve a holiday, mate, before you fucking, you know, a fragile body, fragile mind, fragile, what was it?
That's why Dave Nitro's not here, he's fucking fragile. Fragile Nitro. He was so gutted about the main event, CM Punk lost. I think he did call for Seth Rollins, but
he did.
He was just that disappointed that CM Punk didn't do it, that he couldn't be here.
He was scared. He was scared that I'd be wanking over the mic. I just don't have anything left in me since Mania. I'm dry. Yeah, we've talked through this one to death. So, but like, you happy with Bron Breakker being in the group?
Aye.
They're gonna go for an evolution thing.
I don't know.
More people in.
I hope so.
That'd be good.
I thought Sami Zayn was going to join up on Raw. And I was like, I need to do what's best for me. and then he's still done fuck all. He got his cunt kicked in by Braun Breaker.
Do you know what I liked about that promo, though, was how he said, he basically said, look, the one thing that I've always wanted is the championship. And now I'm going like, that says to me, long term, he's getting the belt.
Who? Seth Rollins?
Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn's getting the belt.
I think, and I said this to my mate, Aiden, shout out Aiden, the other day, he said, who would you have retire Cena? And I was like, Sami Zayn to win the belt. And I said it just off the bat. And now I'm thinking, maybe that'll fucking happen.
Aye.
I don't know. Why not?
Get it in down to the bookies.
Just book it, Hunter. Book it.
Sami Zayn to take the belt off Cena and retire him. When is Cena's last one? Is it December?
December, yeah.
Oof.
What's that? Is that usually Extreme Rules, I guess?
I don't know. I don't think have they still got an Extreme Rules?
Probably not. I mean, if...
Yeah, I don't know.
Fuck knows. Survivor Series is November, isn't it? So,
aye, that's close enough.
Yeah. Maybe they'll make Survivor Series a December pay-per-view this year.
A War Games.
War Games. That'd be cool.
War Games.
Do you think they'll turn Cena face before he retires?
Yes.
I do as well. I think they should.
Oh, okay. Okay. They should.
I think, like, yeah. I think give him another 6 months of... Well, no, six months takes us there. No, 6 months takes us October, didn't it? So give him 6 months of being a cunt, then give him a wee run of being a goodie and let him fucking retire as a good man.
Cool.
It's a good man, that's for sure.
Have you seen the Elite action figure on Smith's?
No.
It's an invisible John Cena.
Oh, fucking hell.
It's like a see-through one.
Oh, is it an actual figure in it? It's not just an empty box?
Yes, I know. It's an actual figure, but an empty box would be so much better.
The empty box would be way funnier. That's where they charge you full price for the
like
empty box.
It's like a clear Cena. So you
That's
can,
cool.
He's like glass. It's cool.
I want that.
Everybody wants it, mate. Everybody's on the hunt for it. I don't know when it's released. It's like July, maybe.
That's fucking awesome. 4th of July. That's what it'll be.
Oh, nice.
Do you remember when John Cena fucking announced Osama bin Laden got killed?
Aye.
What
like
a time
he was
to be alive,
part of the team. We done it, boys. We done it. Like, what the fuck did you do? You're fucking fighting Muhammad Hassania, dick. What are you doing? Behave. Sit down. Shut up.
He did say
fucking
we.
Umaga. Umaga's causing us a threat on US territory. Shut it, you dick.
Yeah, he's like, what did he say? Like, we have compromised to a permanent end to Osama bin Laden. And everyone's like, hell yeah, brother. And you're just like, what the fuck am I watching here, man? This is my EastEnders with Sons, mate. I don't want to hear about Osama bin Laden, mate. I don't want to be sad. Oh no, he died, so I should be happy, but before anyone takes me the wrong way there. I just meant thinking about Bin Laden's actions made me sad.
Oh man.
Not his death. makes me hard, brother. that was night one, which I thought was okay. The ending was fucking
amazing.
I thought night one was better. It's funny, man.
I think it might have been the ending.
Do you know
I think
what?
I just went end to end.
That's how you go home, isn't it? You go home off the back of the last, which is why I said they should have had
Tiffany Stratton winning as well. Had me buzzing. Just the end of the main event, I thought, right, cool, that was pretty nice. I wonder what's going to happen after Mania now.
Yeah.
Jey Uso got his fucking Mania win as well.
Yeah.
Becoming champ. And you got a new US champ with Jacob Fatu. And then you just had like a couple of good fucking
new tag champs.
You got new tag champs.
And a lot of new champs in this one.
That Chad Gable match or the El Grande Americano match. That was
Chad Gable wasn't
match
on the card, mate.
Well, like the fucking the reverse 450 splash thing.
That was cool.
It's mad.
Dead cool.
It's mad.
It's funny because
I just thought night one was fucking stronger and it ended so well.
Yes, if you swapped the main events of both nights, right, and you put the first night's main event on the second night would have fucking shat all over the first night. But because the main event was so good, you walked away feeling good, and then or like I walked away like fucking hell, I'm absolutely buzzing for tomorrow's one now.
And then this next one happened, and I was like, wow, this night is already way better. And then the main event happened. But so yeah, night two, the fucking triple threat. Do you know what? It's funny because I always said that Fatal Four Ways, the champ always wins a Fatal Four Way, and the champ always loses a triple threat. And it was the other way around tonight. This night we had Io Sky won. I was fucking buzzing with that, by the way. I thought that was the right call.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
It's weird how. So Bianca Belair, you know how she's getting booed and shit now?
Aye.
Yeah. So like the crowd are just getting a bit, they get a bit bored of her. I don't know, right?
Aye, getting fed up with her being the ESD.
Yes, she needs to change, right? I think she should go heel. But the. Well, I mean, like, so does every other cunt who's booing her. I said that as if it was like a clever thing to say. I remember someone seeing someone online being like, "Yeah, well, why is everyone booing her? She's not done anything heelish." And I was like, "Nah, she fucking screwed Rhea Ripley out of the belt." And then I went back and watched it, and she kind of didn't.
How did she screw her out of the belt?
Well, this is it. See, in my head, I had it. Oh, everyone's booing her because she screwed Rhea Ripley, and then I went back and was like, she didn't screw her at all. She was just beside. She was beside the ring, and Rhea Ripley came out. Rhea screwed Rhea. That's what Vince would say. But she came out and fucking.
That was on a random Raw, wasn't it? That was not even a premium live event. A PLE.
A PLE. PLE. USA.
I know that was just a random Raw that fucking Rhea lost the belt, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. So yeah, Io Sky retained. Happy with that.
Yeah.
who? Oh, fucking NXT call ups. That's who's after her. Was it Roxanne Perez? Yes. Or Julia?
Yes.
Yes.
See now that Julia's on fucking Raw and they actually say her name, now that I can fucking pronounce it. Because she's been on NXT and I don't watch NXT. I see stuff online about her.
Is this the NXT champ? Stephanie
Vakur.
Oh, you can say that one. Was that not the one you were struggling with, or was it Julia you were struggling with?
It was Julia, I think, because I thought it was like Guile or some shit. Guile. Guile.
We're looking up the cunt from Street Fighter.
Street Fighter, aye. Nah, Stephanie Vakur. Cool with that. Now Julia. I know it's Julia.
Like, they should just spell it Julia.
Has there been any guy call ups? Nah.
From NXT, was it any guy call ups? I don't think so. Oh. I think they've called up three women and that's it, right? There was no debuts, was there? Rusev came back.
Yes, Rusev and Malakai Black.
And Malakai Black, Aleister Black. He's going by his Christian name now.
Ah, yes.
So yeah, that was cool. So Io Sky's got a new feud with these NXT ladies and I'm quite excited about that. It looks pretty cool.
You know what's not fucking cool?
What's that?
They gave Rusev his fucking debut the night after, well, his return the night after Mania, and then this week, I don't even think he'd done anything on Raw. I think it was just a promo.
It was a promo package, you're right, and he was kind of doing the Redeemer
the
gimmick.
Redeemer gimmick.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I enjoy the Redeemer gimmick, but put him on TV, let him redeem some cunt.
Yeah, fucking right. Get some cunt scalped. That's what I say.
Oh, nothing. Never mind.
Never mind. You just saw about CM Punk, didn't you?
Nah, I was going to say, remember when fucking the WWE was back in town a few weeks ago?
Yep.
And Gunther fucking powerbombed that guy on the steps?
Mm-hmm.
The security guy. Me and Dave trained with that guy. That's Daz Black.
Is it?
Yeah.
Shout out Daz Black.
Shout out Daz Black.
Is he part of the House of Black?
I'll ask him.
You should ask him. Ask him carefully. You never know.
Malachi, but say Aleister Black now. You might fucking find him tucked away somewhere under the ring.
Him coming back with his old gimmick of like coming up like a coffin and all that. I thought it was cool. It was fucking Jewish shit. I don't know if it was because sometimes they don't mic up the audience very well, but the crowd sounded
dead.
Yeah, it sounded dead. Which I would have been fucking losing my shit if I was there for that.
Aye.
Rusev coming back, I would have lost my shit for. Rusev's music, he's got new music now, doesn't he? He doesn't have the da 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 da. No, he doesn't have that anymore, does he?
Nah, I don't think so.
Nah.
Nah, they asked him to get it back.
Aye, fucking right.
Did you hear Lana signed a Legends deal as well?
Eh? Are they married still?
I think so. If they're not, they'll like back together.
Let me find out while we're chatting. Rusev, spouse. Yeah, they're still married. But he mentioned her in his promo.
Did he? I don't know.
Yeah, he said
I didn't pay attention to the promo. I like Rusev, but I just want to see him fight in the ring. I don't want to fucking hear about him when he's God and he's sexy lady wife.
He said, like, oh, I had so many distractions, like my wife. I guess because when he left WWE, his wife was shagging Bobby Lashley on screen. Aye,
then Bobby Lashley came to AEW to fucking hunt him down. Yeah, and shot out and left.
The fucking MILF Hunter Bob coming back. MILF Hunter Bob. That's what he's all about.
That'll be why Tony Khan let Miro go. Like, oh shit.
He's like, mate, if you
Bobby
want
Lashley's
to fucking...
Bobby Lashley's going to absolutely fucking kill this cunt again. I don't accept any cucks on my roster, sorry. Go and do one.
He will forever be MILF Hunter Bob to me now. cool, so fucking hell. So like match two was Drew McIntyre versus Damian Priest, and Big Drew won, and I was chuffed that he won. I did think Priest was going over,
I can't remember this match. I'll need to go back and watch this one again. This is kind of where I fell asleep on night two. I was wiped out. This is where I crashed out.
It was a good match. It was a street fight. It wasn't as brutal as I thought it was going to be, but it was good.
I wasn't sold on a Sin City street fight. I just didn't believe.
You didn't believe in it.
Nah.
It didn't work for you, brother. I do hate when they name the street fights after where they are. I don't know why. It just annoys me. Because like they make it sound like each one is different. Or put it this way, you call it a Sin City street fight, right? Why aren't you fighting in a casino?
Yeah.
Fight on the floor of Caesars. Just pay Caesars or whatever the fuck. Or whatever the fuck they do. So they do it in this new arena, don't they? So I guess this new arena doesn't have a casino. It must have a casino. It's Vegas. The fucking churches have casinos there.
Casinos everywhere, man.
Fucking can't move for a casino over there, man. Not that I've been. Right, fuck it out. Right, there's nothing to talk about because we can't remember what happened.
Drew McIntyre's going on to fucking fight for a US title number one contendership.
Yes.
If he's not already fought. I don't know if they already had that match on that SmackDown. Or if that was just threatened for the next SmackDown.
I thought that was threatened for the next one. Who was it against? LA Knight.
LA Knight, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just him. Is this them two? Was there no some other cunt?
Maybe.
Who's got the belt? Oh, so Jacob Fatu's got the belt, right? So he came out and he said, I don't want to fight for the big title. I want to fight the hardest cunt I can think of. And that's you, Jacob. That was a good Drew. Come on.
That was a good Drew.
I fucking hope he doesn't hear it because he'll beat the he'll fucking eat me for breakfast.
So that's why Drew's fighting, because he just thinks Jacob Pato is a hard bastard.
Yeah, which I like. He's kind of going like, do you know who you need to bring back for that? Do you know who would suit that feud? If you had a Jacob Fatu versus... Yes, exactly. Drew McIntyre, Sheamus. This is just like the Gunther thing all over again. You just go, right, find another third hard cunt to throw in with these two. But I'll watch it every time. Drew versus Sheamus versus some hard nut. I'm in.
I know. That's just Sheamus' specialty then, isn't it? Just get him in for a fucking banger there.
For a brawl, for a banger threat. After banger.
Banger brawl match.
Oh, talking about bangers, right? Here comes potentially the banger of the weekend, Dominic Mysterio. Dominic Mysterio is your new Intercontinental Champion. Fatal 4-way.
I'm buzzing about it, yes.
This was a belter. Love the finish. It was an obvious finish. We all knew that Dom was going to win and pin Finn. Do you like that?
That was nice.
Very nice.
Roll the dog to tongue.
Okay, now. So Dom wins by pinning Finn, and yeah, but it was just the way it was done. You see
what
how
happened?
The camera...
Did Finn do the stomp off the top rope and then go for the pin, and then Dom frog splashed
Finn
and after that?
Yeah,
And it was like the way the camera, like so he was on the top rope and he jumped off of the coup de grace and then the camera panned in on him. And I was like, oh, well, I know what's happening here, but I can't wait. And all of a sudden you see Dominic fly out of nowhere. Loved it. It was like that kind of like thing of it's kind of predictable, but when it actually happens, you're like, fucking, I can't believe they actually done it. That's brilliant.
It's cool that they're still fucking playing Judgment Day there now. They've not went for a breakup yet.
No, I mean, it's very much coming. I mean, Finn Balor to turn face?
That'd be cool.
That would be cool. I'd like the return of Finn Balor's good entrance music.
Just make him a demon. Just get rid of Finn Balor, injure him, and just have a demon. It's just demon. A new guy. It's just a nobody.
And you're like, who is this demon who looks exactly like Finn Balor with pain? And as the paint's chipping off, you're like, who could it be?
get fucking the demon Finn Balor back and have him fight Uncle Howdy.
Uncle Howdy. When's he back?
I don't know. I think he was injured. And I think him being injured fucks all the rest of them in the group because they've no leader.
Yeah.
There was rumours of Alexa Bliss fucking becoming the leader.
Yeah, I'd seen that. Which I kind of like the idea. I mean, get them back on telly, man. Get them back on telly, make Alexa Bliss the leader, and she can just be like, oh, I'm standing in, or whatever the fuck, and then get Uncle Howdy back when he's ready. But I want both to stay the leader long term because he's doing great. Do you not think so?
I don't know. I can't really remember what's happened. They fought. Who did they fight? Was it the Alpha Academy? Did they fight them lot?
They did, yeah.
That was like the first big return, was it?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember.
It's just like, they've done loads of really good video things. It's just the typical Wyatt family stuff, isn't it? It's like what else do they do? Worm video. Crisis is embarrassing.
I know, see? You're like, I know, it's cool, I enjoy them and that, but I'm like...
That's because he only had like two matches before the cunt got injured.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Then get him back.
They need to get something happening with them.
Yeah.
I fucking pre-ordered the new WWE game and I got all of them cunts as my faction bonuses or something. I'm like, why do I want to use them? None of them are even there. Fucking wasting my time.
That's the thing, I don't get why, like, look, he's injured, right? So he can't wrestle. He can do fucking promos. His whole shtick is fucking video packages anyway. Why can't he just do loads of video packages and the other boys fucking wrestle for him? And just put the creepy rocket chair out.
You're sounding like Eric Bischoff. That's why fucking Stone Cold left WCW. He's fucking injured and Eric Bischoff's going off on it, saying cunt can get in here and do promos.
He doesn't need to show up. Okay, fine, he's injured, you're right. Workers' rights and everything. Okay, but, fucking. Randy fucking, over here.
No, Hulk Hogan turned them all against the union. They don't have any rights.
Don't you wrong with that here, leg? Brother.
Just use your other leg, you dick.
Uncle Howdy's about to be your fucking Uncle Goodbye.
You better no bump on your back tonight then.
Front bumps for you.
Front bumps and fucking chops. That's what you're on tonight. If your back's fucked, mate. You want paid?
You want paid? Bumps.
Fucking getting nothing out of me.
I don't think they've really. So, like, the only thing they've set up for feuds with Dominic, right, is that Penta interfered. Like, we've already mentioned this. Penta interfered. He fucking hit JD McDonagh. And all that. So we're getting a Judgment Day feud with Penta, and hope. I'm hoping that means Rey Fénix is going to make an appearance. Other than that, mate, fuck knows. So watch this space. We're at the start of a story here.
I think they're going to have the draft shortly.
Oh, now you're talking.
The draft round about this time of year, so they could maybe get them on the same brand. Although it doesn't really exist anyway.
Does it? Fuck.
Edward.
Cool. Okay. Well, we know what Bron Breakker's doing. We know Finn Balor, Dominic, and Penta. What they're up to now. So that takes us on to, we've already talked about it. It was Randy Orton and Joe Hendry. We've already talked this to death. We could keep going if you want. But I mean, do you think we're going to get more Joe Hendry in the future? Do you think he's going to eventually be a WWE guy once he drops a belt?
Yes, I think so. But I think they're now doing his story over on TNA. I think Trick Williams has fucking showed up on TNA. No, right. Is it TNA?
It's TNA he's on, yeah.
Aye. I can't remember. Aye,
yeah, it's not Impact anymore. Impact, it's TNA. Yeah, it was TNA, aye, then Impact, now TNA.
So I think they're fighting for the fucking belt. Joe Hendry and
Trick Williams.
I think so.
The guy
I
from NXT. So.
Yes.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, but nobody's going to watch it because it's on fucking TNA, and where are you going to get TNA these days?
Ah, fuck knows, man.
I think you need like a TNA app.
The TNA app.
I can't catch TNA. Good luck, Joe Hendry.
Yeah, good luck, Joe Henry.
Good luck. Maybe I'll catch you on Netflix sometime.
It's like, I hope you lose so you join WWE so I can see you every week. How about that? That's the nicest thing I can say.
There you go.
Right, fuck it. Let's go to the next one then. Logan Paul, AJ Styles. Do you see the Karrion Kross shit?
I can't believe you took AJ Styles for this. Why the fuck would you take AJ Styles for this?
Well, why wouldn't I take AJ Styles for this? Logan Paul always looks... Well, he wins at WrestleMania, but... Logan Paul is the kind of guy who's a heat magnet and then you let the good guy win, right?
Nah, but not when he's going against AJ Styles. What's AJ Styles going to fucking win out of this? Well, we could have found out if we listened to Karrion Kross. Could have happened.
Do you like this Karrion Kross shit? Did you see it?
I do.
So,
he fucking cut the promo after Armenia, didn't he? Saying how fucking pipe bomb. He wants to call it a pipe bomb. But yeah. People online want to call it the new pipe bomb. But he just says fucking AJ Styles is an embarrassment and Logan Paul's a fucking spoiled little dick that just fucking bought his way into wrestling. That's what I picked up for it.
Yeah, and I got that he was pissed off that that they wouldn't book him in Vegas. They're not booking him anywhere. He's been a good soldier. He says, Bill fucking Goldberg, we won't bring up the kick, right? Because we've already brought up Judy, so we can't bring up the kick, okay? We can't do both. We're falling into tropes here, brother. So what we'll do is, Bill Goldberg told him, the best thing to do is to be a good soldier. And then he said, being a good soldier gets you fuck all. And then he said, the man in the suit at the back, go fuck yourself. And as he said that, Scarlett grabbed him and said, Kevin, no! Because apparently his real name is Kevin. I was like, belter. Fucking. I've never been a Karrion Kross guy. Mostly because he's just booked so boringly and he never wins anything, right? So you're like, okay, there's this big dude. Which is exactly what he was saying. Long and short of it is, I think we're going to see something special out of him now. Because Triple H loves the guy, right?
Yes.
And he's got all the attraction now. I think this will work out for him. If it was Vince, I think this would have been him gone.
Well, it was just doing the same shit again on the Raws after Mania. It's just trying to entice people backstage. Mate, go cause havoc, go kill a cunt.
That's what I want. I want him to be Killer Cross. I want him to go out there, kill some fucker. Some guy who doesn't deserve it. Someone who doesn't deserve it. Go and leather them.
Fuego.
Yeah, get Fuego back.
Well, in fact, I think he's might be retired now. I think he's got too many children. He's hung the boots up. Imagine they had Fuego in for a one-off and just fucking Karrion Kross killed him.
And that was it. His character was actually dead.
Fuego 2.
Where is Fuego 2? Because
He fucked off as well. They got rid of AEW Dark and Elevation, so he didn't really have a fucking chance.
Was Fuego 2 not Cody?
Aye. It was.
I was still chatting away, but like, no, Fuego 2 was Cody, you fucking idiot. quality. Right, okay, so Logan Paul won. Fuck Logan Paul. I can't be... I'm actually just fed up of him.
Aye, agreed.
I actually am fed up of him. I actually just don't want to see him.
Well, you've got him for a backlash, baby.
Oh, I know, but I just want him to fucking disappear for a while.
It's going to be hard to do when it becomes the new champ, baby.
Do you think he'll... Nah, he won't take off Jay straight away, will he?
Ah, fucking right.
Think so?
Aye. Jay's just a transitional champ, isn't he? Fucking main event. Main event, Jay. So he's not going to fucking main event WrestleMania, and he's not going to main event Backlash either. You'll be fucking first match in the card again.
Fucking curtain jerker.
Your whole thing is main event in the entire time you're champ.
Your first event, Jey Uso. That's what I say.
First event. Fucking useless.
Right, the next one was the fucking... So, sorry, we know what Logan Paul's doing. We don't know what AJ Styles doing. He had a bit of a fucking thing with Karrion Kross at the back.
Front kicked in.
I think Karrion Kross should leather AJ Styles. Why not?
Make an example of him.
And then give AJ Styles a holiday, right? Just give him a holiday. Let fucking Karrion Kross leather the fuck out of him, right? Brutally attack him. Do you know what I mean? Put him through tables. Fucking blade him. Why not? And then just be like, right, go take a holiday, Alan. And then let Karrion Kross look like a prick. There you go. Done. Perfect.
Done.
Fixed it. Book it, Hunter. Book it.
Sweet. Sweet.
Broken clock. That's what I'm saying. Then we had the women's tag team match, which we've already talked about.
Talked about that. You know, there's no point. It's already back on the original champs.
But Liv Morgan is leaving to shoot a movie.
A movie? Yeah, she said that on Raw.
Yeah. And apparently, I'm hearing reports saying it's going to be a big summer blockbuster and she's got a significant role in it.
Oh.
So this to me screams Scorpion King 2 and she's a Scorpion Queen.
No.
CGI Liv.
Oh, no. That's mad.
Some people were saying it might be Marvel or whatever, but I don't fucking know, man. I'm just a humble monkey man who knows fuck all.
Netflix. I wonder if they've got any sort of like Netflix WWE tie-in deal things.
Oh, it'd be like the Marine 7 or something, but she's like a female Marine.
John Cena again. You've got Cena. I want one appearance as the Marine.
Funnels, but they said they're going to announce it soon, wherever it is. So
see, they could have fucking stuck the belts on Shayna Baszler and somebody, something like that.
Why would they do that?
Because if Liv's away, don't just have the tag belts not doing anything.
Right, so you would give them to Shayna Baszler, who is a fucking heat vacuum.
Nah, who could she tag with? Oh, she's got with Zoe Stark. Are they still pals?
Fuck that. Dull. That's dull. You might as well just give it to fucking... Just give it to...
Just have them go choke out everybody.
Nah, they've lost it.
I think...
They've lost the fucking aura anyway. Shayna Baszler comes out in the Royal Rumble and you're just like, oh, okay, there we go. Boring.
It's just two belts for Liv Morgan though, tag belts. Why is Raquel Rodriguez there?
Yeah, fucking... Well, they're going to have to... She's going to have to vacate them, isn't she?
I think so. They need to do something else for them. I don't know what.
I know, someone, get the fucking Iconics back.
Nah, it doesn't even matter, they've got that many belts. Fuck it, take them, enjoy, have a good leave. Take fucking Raquel Rodriguez with you.
Yeah, see you later.
Split up by Judgment Day, see you later. Come back in 6 months and it'll be fucking mayhem. The inmates will be running the asylum. Fucking Bron Breakker's going to be just beasting everybody.
Bron Breakker has all the belts, including the women's belts. So you have to challenge Bron Breakker for the women's tag team titles. Right, okay. It's time to talk about main event.
Mate, we've already talked about the main event.
I know, but we have and we haven't, right? We've talked about how we didn't like it, right? Let's talk, right? The match was shit, right? It was already shit.
I felt as if Cena was just... line, wait for ages, other line, and doing, see when they've done like his five moves of doom, the shoulder tackle.
Yeah.
Why was it was so slow and so devastating?
That was the
but
only
Dave's like,
bit.
Oh, it's because his heel is fucking bigger and stronger. I'm like, no.
No, it's not because he was doing it to piss everyone off. And it worked.
It did.
It pissed you off.
I was fucking pissed off.
Annoyed. I loved it. That was the only bit of his thing that I liked. Was he slowed that down. I was like, oh, you fucking dirty bastard, by the way.
He just couldn't really work heel. Wasn't properly cheating, I don't think. Like, a heel cheating should be. He just wanted to fucking overpower. He's done the Hulk Hogan. He's doing the Hulk Hogan stick.
Oh, I know. Should we talk about the finish then? I think it's the only thing we haven't really talked about, and I think it definitely needs brought up. If we're going to do a WrestleMania podcast,
I've really forgot about it other than this. Was it Travis Scott?
Travis Scott. So let me break it down for you so that we can have a chat about it. Travis Scott's music hits, that Fiend song, which I think I've heard so many times now, if I hear it again, I might fucking throw my head through a wall. It's like Fiend, Fiend, Fiend. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Okay, the song hits and he comes out and Travis Scott comes out. I'm like, okay, fine. Obviously Travis Scott's gonna be here and The Rock's gonna come out. Where's The Rock's music? Where's The Rock's music? Travis Scott's taking 10 minutes to walk to the fucking ring. I didn't time it, right? So this is utter shite what I'm saying. I'm gonna preface this by saying I'm making this up. He took 4 minutes to walk down the ring.
Mate, it could have been.
It was fucking... And this whole time, Cody's just watching him from the floor, being like, oh my gosh, beat the shit out of Cena, mate. You're winning. This guy's not running anywhere. Just bat the fuck out of Cena. By the time he gets there, you can just scalp him. Anyway, Cody looks like a fucking geek, right? And then Cena's watching the whole time. You can see Cena kind of being like, hurry up. Travis Scott's too fucking stoned to know where he is, let alone which way to walk. And he comes down the ring with this shitty fucking hardcore title replica that costs £1,000 to buy or whatever, right? Fucking ridiculous. Yeah, it was something like, it was at least a fair few hundred quid, right? Again, I've got prefaced this by saying I'm talking shite, right? he comes down with his stupid belt and... He's got no heat at all, this boy. Everyone's just like, oh my god, not this fucking clown again. And then Cody scalps him, and then John Cena hits him with the belt. And he boots him with the balls and hits him with the belt and blah 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 blah. Cheats to win. Now, Dave would be upset if I didn't mention it, right? Dave said, what if Travis Scott jumped out of the crowd? They were outside having a schmoz, and he fucking hit him with this fake belt from the crowd when the ref's not looking. And you're like, okay, that's way better, right? It's quick. I don't give a fuck about Travis Scott having a big entrance and all this of it. It's just shite. It's shite. And it's obviously been written for The Rock. And then The Rock's decided not to turn up, right? That's my opinion anyway. And The Rock's not come out. And if The Rock had come out, it would have made sense. Made sense of the story, obviously. It would have been like, oh, this is Cena's payoff, right? For selling his soul. And The Rock comes down and goes to the ref. There's no fucking way that you're DQ. This is a fucking no DQ match now. All that shite that they did the year before. And then you could have Travis Scott, you really have to have him. And just beat the shit out of him again like he did in Elimination Chamber. And then let Cena fucking put one foot on him to pin him. And everyone would be so pissed off, but it'll have made sense. Anyway, that's my rant over. I'm annoyed.
I know, it was just a fucking letdown for such a good Mania.
Yeah.
And just the main event just fucking spoiled it.
And like the story backstage, apparently you don't know what's real anymore, which is good. That's kind of wrestling's kind of got kayfabe in a new kind of weird way. But like Triple H apparently raging at The Rock because the original plan was for The Rock to come out, and The Rock came out and said like the final boss has finished his story. He doesn't need to show up. He done everything he needed to do at Elimination Chamber. And you're like, how the fuck is that everything you? How the fuck can you write one chapter of a book and say nah, the book's done, mate? The book's done. That's the best chapter in me.
The story's over.
I know. It's like, no, you've just set up a story. You haven't fucking finished anything, you stupid cunt. Ugh. Oh, anyway.
Fill in the blanks, brother. Boom. Done. It's a thinker.
You know, he's an ideas man. That's for sure. But, I mean, The Rock's not showed up. Do you know what, right? The Rock's not showed up because he's got big movies right now, doesn't he? He's got that fucking Smash Machine coming out, which looks really good, by the way. First time a movie about Mark Kerr, who was some UFC guy, whatever.
I know what you're talking about. Yes, I. Okay.
He looks fucking mental in it. He doesn't look like The Rock at all.
He's got a wee afro.
Yeah. But then, so I'm like, okay, cool. The Rock's actually maybe gonna get an Oscar nomination for the first time because he's not in a shit movie for a change.
Just wait, you don't know. A boulder might be coming towards Earth and only a fucking roundhouse kick can send it back.
Now that's a movie I'm here for. He's got a movie lined up with Martin Scorsese about a Hawaiian mobster thing with Leonardo DiCaprio and shit in it. So obviously he's not wanting to get injured, right? Because when he got injured a few years ago at WrestleMania, it fucked up some movie he was on. I can't remember what movie it was, right? Hercules, whatever he was doing, got fucked up. Because he got really badly injured, cost the production millions. So they're obviously not going to want to let him go to do WrestleMania. But why can't he just walk out with Travis Scott and be like, right, you do it?
Aye, give him the nod.
And then that's all you needed was The Rock to show up
and then Cena to cheat, and that's it. Like, he didn't even do anything.
Raise John Cena's hand and then fucking
exactly.
walk off.
And that's it. That's all he needed to do. But anyway. Oh, any thoughts?
I'm just not enjoying anything about this now. Not John Cena, not the fucking Rock.
I can't believe they've done this heel
Cody
turn.
Cody Rhodes, nah.
I know.
Everybody walked away worse.
I know. How the fuck is that possible? But here we are.
Travis Scott, I don't know how that cunt managed to walk away worse, but he did. Bar is already pretty low.
Oh, man. Walk in. 5 minutes later, arrive. Burst an eardrum. Walk away. The Travis Scott story. Well, that'll do me. I think we've covered all the we've done everything. We've done Mania. We've done all the fucking the backlash, all the out of the aftermath, the outfall. We've done everything. It's in the book.
Aye. Cool. The only thing on AEW that I thought was funny was Dave saying there's fucking no chance they'll make Jon Moxley lose the trios titles later that night. Samoa Joe choked the cunt out. That's like the only thing that's been worthwhile with AEW. I'm still enjoying AEW, but it's a lot of matches and nothing really paying off.
Yeah, it's the same problem we've talked about every time. It's just like
the Young Bucks are back though. I'm enjoying the Young Bucks.
Yeah, I'm the MJF and the Hurt Syndicate's kind of interesting. I don't know what they're doing with that. Yeah. And then MJF came out and went through Jeff Jarrett. You see that?
No.
I think
Jeff
it was on Collision.
Is that kind of still about?
Aye, still alive, believe it or not. less TV time than fucking Travis Scott. and that's only Travis Scott's entrance. He came out and they had like a really kind of messy, well, typical MJF promo. He started going on about Karen Jarrett and all this kind of stuff about knowing what an Olympian balls taste like and all sorts of kind of like usual MJF going too low. And then Jeff Jarrett went a bit low afterwards, started calling his missus a hooker.
Wow, nice.
And it was a bit cringy. And that's all I've seen from Collision. I mean, other than that, AEW, I don't know. I'm sure the pay-per-view will be good. The last one wasn't very good.
What was the last one? Dynasty?
Yeah, was it Dynasty? The one that went on for about fucking 7 million hours.
Aye, with all the fucking qualifier matches. Fucking qualifier matches and the finals are going to be on this one.
So stupid. So
like,
stupid.
Fuck it. Let's wrap up. It's late.
Yeah, let's do
it's
it.
It's late.
Okay, man.
Okay.
Right. Well, it's a bye from me.
It's a bye from me. Thank you.
Thanks,
Mikey.
Thanks, Randy.
Bye.
Bye.